Okay, today's daf is Challah, daf Chav Gimel, and we are on Chav Beis and Mabeis, right by the two dots, third to last line. Just one, the Nesivis that I mentioned, somebody asked me at the end of the shiur yesterday, the Nesivis that I mentioned is in Reish Lamed Dalid, about the pshat of what of a Durabanan, right, maybe the pshat of the Gemara that we said, this person, this older man who was mekalkel la'atzmo or mesakin la'cherim, or the opposite, according to the version of that he was mekalkel la'atzmo because he ate it and it was punished because it really was usher to zarim, and tikin la'cherim to inan achlin v'talilei, and they're tole on him, and they don't have to they didn't do anything wrong. So we mentioned that some say maybe this is like the Nesivis. The Nesivis comments on the Shulchan Aruch, which is quoting a Rambam, that says, if I bought meat from you and it happened to be non-kosher, so what's the halacha? So if it's still ba'en, then it's given back. But if it's not ba'en, so then if it was daraisa, then I get my money back. But if it's not, av mocher lachaveru davar she isra chilasu midivrei sofrim, ima yuperes kayamim machzir aperos v'notol dambav, if the fruit is still there. Vim achlam achal ve'ein hamocher machzir lo klum. And if they were eaten, they were eaten, and the mocher does not give anything back. Why is that? Says the Nesivis, l'chore in a muvan. Why should there be a difference? Given that mekach batel, have a kamazik, o ochel shalom b'mekach. V'lama yitzarach l'shalem yosir mishavyu. It talks about a little different detail, that afilu moser mishavyu in sarach l'haxer, even more than what it was worth if it paid a larger fee. And the answer is, v'efshar, that it's not mekach batel. If somebody violates it as a daraisa, then even if they ate a b'shogeg, they need kapara and tshuva. It's totally a mekachal. It's ki'ilu you aren't over. V'teida, and he quotes, because the Gemara in Erevin, Adaf Mem Zayin, Samach Zayin, he quotes, b'drabanan avdinan uvda, v'hada mosfinan tiyufda. If you have a question about a drabanan or daraisa, by a drabanan, first do, then ask. By daraisa, ask, then do. What does that mean, first do, then ask, by a drabanan? V'ilo hayanen ashal ashogeg, hei chayim anichin lo la'avaru l'kabel onesh. And if one violates and is nanash for shogeg, then how could that be? Elavadai daf inu nanash klal ala shogeg, be'isra drabanan. It must be there's no onesh at all for isra drabanan, v'harihu leha ochel ki'ilu achal ksheira. Regarding the eater, it's as if they ate kosher. Vari nene kmo menak sheira. Umishem hachi tzarach l'shalim kol demehana aso. That's why you have to pay all the demehana, because ki'ilu yeid mutter kmo bezenene v'zechaser mu'at. Teklalu tzarach l'shalim kifim hashenene. Masha enkin v'isr dar aisa shemakabal onesh al hashogeg v'chesrono godol mehana aso. If I did a dar aisa b'shogeg, so I get nourished, but it's terrible because I got it was an issur daraisa. What Hashem said it was asur. So this is a big issue. This Nesivis is quoted by an issur drabanan. There isn't on the chefza the isura an isur. It's just mishum lo sasur mitzvah l'shmo lo divrei chachamim. And if I was shogeg, I didn't violate lo sasur, and there is no avera. This is what many achronim discuss. This the Nesivis, the Shar Yosher in Shar Aleph. Some ask from the Mishnah we had back in Trumas in the end, Perek Yud Aleph, the Mishnah there speaks about the Devash Tmarim and Yayin Tapuchim, whether you might be Mechayev Karen V'chomesh. Right? According to many poskim, Trumas Sharp Harris is Durabanan, so why should be Mechayev V'chomesh? It was Shogeg, right? If it's, you need Kapara, if Chomesh is Bishop Kapara, and this Truma is only Durabanan, then that shows that you did an Avera. Even though it was Durabanan, so that's one of the Mishnayos that is difficult with this, the Raman Yaradeya, so in Kuf Chav Gimel, Misha Shasa Yayin Nesech Bishogeg Tzarech Kapara. Right, Mashpe, even Yayin Nesech, that's Durabanan. Okay, big discussion of this, the Nesivis. But again, that might be the Pshat of the Gemara on yesterday's Zaf, where if the people didn't know, so then it would be, it wouldn't be a problem, but it would be Mesakein La'acherim. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Chamesh Zeraim Kemach. So, five Revaim of a Kav of Kemach, that's the minimum shear for Challah, right? That's what we said on the on Amar Aleph, right? Chav Beis Amar Aleph, we have all these Yesodos. You can't be Mafresh Challah while it's still flour. And what is the minimum shear of Challah? And what is the ideal shear of challah. That's what the Mishnah spoke about. So Chavish Rav Kevach, Rabbi Imi, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, Kav Tivroni Chayev B'challah, a Kav Tiveria, meaning there were different times that they had different types of measurements. They made the measurements bigger, smaller. So the way Rabbi Yanai said it, our Mishnah says five Ravam of Kemach. Rabbi Yanai said it is Kav, a Kav of a Tiverian Kav, Chayev B'challah. So which is the same shear, just said in a different way. Char chalitar shal Rav Yochanan. There was a chalitar. Chalitar we had before is scalding. So remember, there was different types of scalding: water onto the flour, flour onto the water. We had that earlier. But a certain type of baker, let's say a chalitar, a scalder, wanted to know how much can I make without being chayiv in challah, with being potter, because he had a suffik bechlal whether this chalitar was chayiv. So he wanted to make sure that he wasn't put into a situation of chayiv. Says the Gra, right? Ela she'ein per she'osa chalut v'chalut pater menachala. Ela she'ein ano yodin ezo chalut barur. We don't exactly know what is for sure chalita, what is not. So we don't know exactly what's going to be chayiv. So he wanted to make sure not to be in the world of chayiv. So char chalita shal Rabbi Yochanan. They asked Rabbi Yochanan. He asked Rabbi Yochanan, what's for sure this small that I'm not chayiv? So Amar, he said ezo avit arbo pala. Do 4.5. 4.5. That is. As the Gra says, Kedishlo Yehishir Chala Vatezi Misafik. That's for sure less than the requisite amount for Chala. The Yomer Lai Tlasu Palik, why didn't he tell him to do 3.5? Why didn't he tell him to do 3.5? Why 4.5? Amar Reb Zeira, Kavaya Ba'asrehon Rova is Deraon. Right, what is the, or even just before that, we've got Tlasa Upalig. The Rav Chaim Kadievsky says on Tlasa Upalig, Dehar Rabbi Yochanan B'Tveria Havi. Rabbi Yochanan was in Tveria. V'amrit Kav Tivroni Chayi B'Challah. And you said, one Kav of Tveria is Chayi B'Challah. Hilkach Dili Pata B'Challah. Tzorch She'asa Gimbal Ravona Mechsa. Just three and a half. Three quarters. And, three quarters, meaning a little more than three quarters, that he should have said that, because he's from Tveria. So Rav Zeira answers, Rav Zeira, Kavaya Basrayon Rova Izdaran. Means the Kavim, explains the Gemara, that was changed, Basrayon, it goes by their place. But the Rovas were always the same. Meaning five Rovas was always the shear, that's the shear they used, that's why he said 4.5, which is less than the shear of five rovas. Again, the Berachai Gadiaski, Biyomi Rabbi Yochanan, Hakav Nishar Bimkomo, Kemo Shai Bimei Rabbi Yanai, Aval Harovim Niskatnu, Kemo Shai B'Tchila. Hilkach, that's why he says he uses that different lashon. Again, Rabbi Yochanan was from Tveria. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that, basic author of the Talmud Yerushalmi, but this is a little bit about the Shi'irim. V'yemer lo chamsha parad sivchad. Why don't you just have him do, why didn't he tell him to do a little bit less than five? A little bit less than five. You don't have to tell him 4.5. A little bit less than five. It could be more, even more than 4.5. Less the drop. Shalo yavili de savik chi evchala. You don't want to get too close. You don't want to say, do a drop less than five. Then we'll measure it out, and it'll be close to five. So you don't want to do that. So therefore, he just said 4.5. He just said 4.5. Remember, Tveria is the last place that the Sanhedrin was. The Rambam quotes that in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Perak Yudala. The Rambam discusses the history of that Perak was all about Dinei Nefashos. So the Rambam talks about Bezan HaGadol. B'tchila kishenivna HaMikdash, Shehi Bezan HaGadol, Yoshim B'lishkas HaGazis, Shehoisa Be'ezros Yisrael. Originally, when they were at a Beis HaMikdash, the Bezan HaGadol sat in the Lishkas HaGazis, which was in the Ezras Yisrael. Makom, they were not Kohanim, right, most of them. V'amakom she yoshvim bo chol haya, where they sat, was not kadosh, shein yeshiva ba'azara, el malchus based of it, right, only malchus based of it could sit down in the azara. Most of these rabbis were not malchus based of it. They were great, but they don't have to be from malchus based of it to be great. Again, that din is a machlokas we've shown him, is that a din daraisa, din darabana, there's a rashi. Rashi seems to say it's a halacha lamosha misinai, not a pasik, but a din daraisa, that's rashi. Continues the Rambam, ukshin is kalka lahashura, and then when we messed up and the process of churban started, remember even 40 years before, galu mimakom lamakom, they went from place to place. Ula Asara, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah lists off all the places. Ula Asara, Makom was Galu, Visofan L'Tveria. They went to 10 different places, the last one being Tveria. Umisham lo amad bezin gadol arata. And from then, since it was in Tveria, it has not restarted. And we have a Mesora that in Tveria is going to start again. And it's going to pick up from where it left off. And from there, from Tveria, it's going to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Rambam. And again, some say, we mentioned the legend that that's why the Rambam wanted to be buried in Tveria. That he died in Egypt and the camel, you know, just started walking. They didn't know where to bury him. And it went all the way to Tveria, which is a long walk for a camel from Mitzrayim to Tveria. But that's why some say that's the Rambam did that. Again, and this was a process. Niskal Kol Ashura, we know even before the Churban, right? That's what the Gemara says, and the Rambam quotes it. Arba'im Shana Kodem Churban Bayesheni. Even 40 years before the Churban, Batlu Dini Nefashas B'Yisrael. Dini Nefashas were already Batel. Ava B'Shahaya HaMikdash Kayam. Even though we had a Beis HaMikdash. Right, there was no. They stopped doing din nefashas. You need hamakom gorim. You need the makom is gorim for the Sanhedrin to be able to judge din nefashas. Once they left, then they couldn't judge din nefashas anymore. But that's Tveria and Rabbi Yochanan as leader in Tveria. We continue now. So the Gemara now is going back on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah had said that when you're baking challah, so all of the ingredients are mitzareif, all the different types of bran, right? The Mishnah said, hain, seoran, subin, umersanan. They're coarse bran, they're fine bran. It's all part of the shear. But if I took out the coarse bran, nital mursa, which many people do, why is it all counted originally? Because we mentioned that an ani eats his bread even with that bran in it. But let's say I took out the mursanan and then I put it back in, then putter. Then it's not going to be counted mitztare for this year. So why is that? Why is it once you take it out, then you put it back in, it's got to be not going to be mitztare to this year? So the Gemara calls machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Number one, Amar of Yochanan, derech isashanu, because it's not the normal derech. It's not normal to do that. You could have some without taking out the morsan, but once you take it out, putting it back in, so that's not normal. That's not normal. Ein zed derech isa, says the Mara Fulta. This is not the derech of how a dough is made, and therefore it is not counted as part of the shear for the minimum amount of a challah. Number two, Amar Shimon Lakish. Reish Lakish says no. The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reish Lakish says, you know what? Our Mishnah is like a Das Yachid. It's like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. According to Reb Yochanan, the Mishnah is the Kuli Alma. Right? This is not the Derech. No, Reish Lakish says it's like Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, says, again, this is argues on a day that we had earlier, but he says later on Daf Lamed Bezim Abez, we spoke about the concept of combining and Greira. We spoke about that. But Reb Shimon ben Gamliel argues. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, "La olam ena chayeves b'chala ad sheheba dagon kashir." You need dagon. You need the amount from the grains. The amount. You can't be mitzareif rice, right? We had in the day that if you could be gorer, you know, if it tastes like wheat, it's good enough, and the rice could combine to the shear. Rav Gamliel argues on that, right? Mara Folda, the sfira le beperek shacharzeh, because he holds in the next parak later on in Daflam and Beis, ki ma'arev isas orez beisas dagon shem beis minim tzarachei revius mi dagon levada orez. You need the shear for challah just from the wheat. Ha chanami, so to hear, once you took out the mursan, it's considered a different type. Because you took it out, that shows you don't want it. So if you want to put it back in, it's a different type. And because it's a different type, that's why it's not mitzareif. Just like Rosh Hashanah says over there, that rice is not mitzareif. So too, the mursan, even though it came from this grain, still, hachanami amursan, shenatami mena nasis min acher. It becomes considered a different min. So you need just the kemach. But according to the Rabbanan who say, rice can be mitzareif as long as the whole item tastes like wheat. Kishem sha oris mitzareif, hachanami amursan shenata v'chazala, that would also be mitzareif. So machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether our Mishnah is a das yachid, like of Shimon ben Gamliel, or it is the divrei hakol. Talmidoi drebchia ruba bar lulisa, the Talmidim, b'shem Reb Shimon Levi, they said in the name of Reb Shimon Levi, divrei hakoli. They said that the Mishnah is like Divrei Hakol, meaning like Rabbi Yochanan. Am Rabbi Mana, afal gav delo amma Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Hada Milsa, even though my Rabbi Yossi never said this explicitly, that the Mishnah follows Lukule Alma. Omar Dichvasa, but he said, you could imply that. Right, from what we just said in the from Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, because he quoted Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rabbi Yossi quoted this Amar Dechvasa, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Derech Isa Shanu. Right, so he quoted the Lashon that Rabbi Yochanan quoted, Derech Isa, Vakan, Kibikiva, Shlita Mursan, Vachazal Tochan, Ainz Derech Isa. This is not Derech Isa. It doesn't say it's a different type. It's not Derech Isa, which is the formulation of answer number one, and it would be Lekuli Alma according to the Mishnah. Fine. So that is the minimum shear of challah. But the ideal shear, what Chazal instituted, was 1/24th for a regular person and 1/48th for a baker. So where did those shiurim come from? There are ramazin to them, but that's the amount that's supposed to be taken. Again, when you take challah, again, we haven't spoken about this, just to mention this maybe for a minute, we possibly make a bracha when you're mafresh challah. The Shulchan Aruch Shin Chav Ches quotes the bracha on HaFreshes Challah. What exactly is the nusach? That is not fully clear. The Shulchan Aruch says, B'shashi Afresh Challah, Shin Chav Ches, Sif Aleph. B'shashi Afresh Challah, Yivarech. Asher Kedushanu B'mitzosef Yitzivanu LaHafresh, Truma. Wow, that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Laf is truma, because challah is a form of truma. Why? Because based on some geonim, that challah is the name of the whole item. Like we say challah, where's the challah? So we say challah is challah, the whole roll. So you take truma from the challah. So that's why maybe you should be medayik, says the Shulchan Aruch. Laf is challah, rama o laf is challah. So the Shulchan Aruch says laf is truma, the rama is laf is challah. Lefichach. Aser leish lafish chalaso arum. Because of this, we mentioned this earlier. Because you have to make a bracha, a man cannot be mafresh chala naked. He can't make a bracha when he is naked. As we mentioned, as long as she is in the ground covering herself. Okay, sometimes minhag of being mafresh two chalos, but that's truma. If you look in the gra, says truma. Kamosha kasa tarimu truma. Says the bracha is lahafrish truma according to the Shulchan Aruch ubalashan amikra chala nikra ha'isa, but in the psukim in the Torah chala is the dough itself kamosha kaz of chalos belulos the harbe chayotze avalashan hamishna nikra chala b'chol makom v'zeo she'amar o chala, right? He quotes the Shulchan Aruch is going by the lashan hamikra, and that's why he says truma, but the Rama is going by lashan chazal, which is chala. When we call makom, Nachon levarich b'lashon mikra. The Gra says, I like the Shulchan Aruch. K'mar shekasafti, reish perek vav debrachis, bari b'nei deshaim, v'lo karinan yurakos b'lashon masnisa. See, the Gra likes the language of the Mishnah. Called the Gilyan Mashah right here on this line in Shulchan Aruch says, oh, remember that Magen Avraham in Simen Ches. He says, umut levarich miyushav after birchas hamitzvah meumad ze shebala hachshir ma'achalo. Remember, that's the Lashon of Matir. If it's just to be Machshir Machalo, Eino Mitzvah Kol Kach, Dumya Deshchita. Magen Avraham, Reish Simen Ches. The Gilyan Mashah, Shlomo Eger, here on the, right, the Mashah on the back of the Gemara is Rishmol Idols. But on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Gilyan Mashah, Shlomo Eger, Reb Kiv Eger's son, where he notes that Magen Avraham, that, you know, the Bracha can be said sitting, because this is a different type of mitzvah, right? It's machshir. Okay, so that's the in terms of bracha. In terms of the Nitziv in the Hemek She'ela talks about the bracha, and he says maybe it depends. That Nitziv is in Parshas Sav, right? That's about Hafarshas Chala. That's where he quotes, right? According to the Shulchan Aruch, quotes these Gaonim. The Mechayvin Beis Yisrael Afushi Chalsa Me'agna Dalisha. You have to be Mafresh Chala from the kneading trough, kneading bowl. Shema Reishas Ari Sochsechem Chala Trimu Truma. V'yibay Lele Vruche. Asher Gashem Lele Zivanu Al HaTruma. V'hadar Lema Teheve Chala. So he quotes Truma. So he says, maybe it depends on the Makom. That's what the Nitziv says. The Bibirchas Afrasha Achala Talia Beloshana Medina. Ba'asra de Karula Chaticha Shema Frishimina Isachala Kimobi Medina Ashkenaz Verusia. Where you call what you pull off Chala Roy Lavarch Lafreshchala. Uba'asra de Lokari Le Beloshana Kodesh Klau Ela Mila Aravit Vechadome. But if it's some other language, Velo Tikmi Bibirchas Loshan Nachar Nechar Legamre. Mishamachi Roy Lavarch Beikir Loshana Torah Lafresh Truma. So if you call it Chala, so then you could be Mafresh Chala. But if you don't, then just go back to the basic law, the wording of the Torah, and that is all you need. Okay, then he talks about what the lashon of having to say Hare Zu Chala. Right, the Nitziv quotes that. The Nitziv wonders whether you have to do that, whether you have to do that. Afal Gav, he says Baru Gamkein. Afal Gav Sheyosi Midei Tevel Ba'Fresh Alachud Mikol Makol Minyan Shetachul Kedushas Hatruma Kedeboi Yoser Tov Umufchar Sheyomer Befir Shari Hachi Hare Zeh Truma. Wow, it says the Hafrash is Misakein the Chulin. Right, what's left with just the Hafrasha. Maybe we're just taking a piece off. But maybe it doesn't have full Kedusha unless you labeled it. Yoser Tov Umufchar Sheyomer Befir Sharizu Truma Shaharei Kachi HaMizbeach Devadai Mahani Gomar Belibo Mikamako Mitzvah Le'inyin Hekter Shakrava Sheyomer Hariza Karban Lashem. Okay, we continue. So that is a little bit about the bracha. So now the Shir of Chala is 124th and 148th. Tani, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Bipri Ma, Amar Balabai, Zechon, Yasrim, Va'arba. Why do we say 124th? The Ras Silio here quotes a remez. He says, Shamati Tam. Why 24? He says, because there are eight words in the Pasuk in Yecheskel that talks about Chala, Reishis Ariso Sechem, and there are 16 words in the Pasuk in Shlach. 16 and 8 is 24, so that's where you get 24. What about 48? Because in Parsha Shlach, there are 42 words, and 6 from the Baruch of Yecheskel. Okay, you put them all together. Ramazim in the letters and the words. So Yehuda says, why 124th? V'nachtom echon mi'ah arbam v'shmoneh, and that's a biker is 148th. Ela sha'nachtom eno, flip the girsa, eno yafe b'isaso. I'm sorry, eno ra b'isaso. On baker, eno ra. Meaning he doesn't want to give so much. He's making money from these doughs. He doesn't want to give so much. He's somewhat stingy in his attitude. And therefore what? And therefore maybe if you make him give too much, he won't give at all. Or he'll just be upset, and so you know, ra'a bisaso ubalabayas yafa bisaso. A private person is not so stingy and not so difficult to give, and therefore a balabayas could give more. 124th. That is the based on the svara. V'chachamim omrim lo mishem zeh v'lo mishem zeh. No, don't vote. It's not because of the ein ra or ein yafa. El is based on a remez and a pasuk. Unesatem imenu shumas Hashem la'aron kohen. Give. Give Trumas Hashem to Aaron, asay sheyinotnu lekohen bikunaso. Give him something significant. Tainlo, give him something significant. And therefore what? Elisha nachto misasim ruba. A baker usually bakes in large quantities. And therefore, even 148th is significant. V'yesh ba k'tei matana lekohen. Even if it's 148th, is going to be significant because he bakes in large quantities. Ubalabayas is also miyuta, but a balabayas as a small amount, small quantity, usually a private person, vein bakte matan al kohen, giving 148th wouldn't be such a big significant gift, and therefore it shouldn't be done by a private person. You give 124th, which is a larger gift. The Sefer HaChinuch discusses this in Shin Pei Hei, right in the mitzvah of Chala. He talks about the chiyav achala ein lashir yadua min haTorah, afilu lo hifrish ela kisaora min haisa, pater kala isa sheba arisa midin chala. Everything is pater, like chita achas poteris is a kri that applies to truma, but it also applies to chala also. Shalom nomar betorah ela reishis ariso sechem chala tarimu. Right, it only says reishis v'chal shehu meirim mimena pater hu bakach, and whatever he takes off, that's poter. Aval chachamim chivunu lahafrish min ha'isa. Chazal said, chelak echad me'esrim v'arba. 124th is samchu hadavar, b'masha omar, because of mitzvah zu, titno lashem. Titno lashem, a different pasuk. Titno lashem, but the same type of drasha. Klomar tein lekohen matana re'uya. Give him the kohen an appropriate matana. V'shiru heim shehi kein. And Chazal said, this is the amount. He needs profit. Lo chivu laseis el achas miyasr merbam v'shmona, ubein shehirba balabayis be'isa, bein shemye nachtom, and even if the balabayis does a lot more, and even if the nachtom does little, dina kamosha amada lamada, we are machalik between the two. These are the shiurim that are given. And we spoke about Chutz La'aretz, and you take off 1/48, like the Rosh Ben the Meiri, or you just take off a Kol Shehu, maybe just a Kezias. Says the fine. So that's the Shiurim that we have here. And again, even though it's based on a pasuk, most assume that this is a Din D'Rabbanan. We assume it's a Din D'Rabbanan, as we'll see soon. V'yata Tanina in 1 second, but doesn't the Mishnah say our Mishnah Ha'osa Isa La'atzmo? Doesn't it say if you make it for yourself or for a wedding? Make it for a wedding, it says 1/24. But make it for a wedding, isn't that a lot? So shouldn't you have the status of a nachtom? So lachlok b'isas v'alabais. Lo plug. We can't have chilukim about, oh, he's making it for a party, he's making a lot, he's making a little. If you're a baker, you have one shear. If you're a private individual, you have another shear. V'ad tanina v'chena isha. She osa limkar bashuk. Echan me'abam v'shmo. Now what about a woman who's making it to sell bashuk? 1/48, what do you mean? You know, if it's a private woman, it should be 1/24th, right? Even if she's an okar lashuk. Bishah, she osa la besa, ena yafa biisasa. No, when she's making it for herself, then she's not upset, she's not stingy, and she doesn't mind giving 1/24th. Bishah, she osa limkar bashuk, ena ra biisasa. But when she's doing it to sell, then she's like a baker. And therefore, we treat her like a baker. So again, this is interesting. The Gilyon Ashas here says, this is like a low plug. It's like a low plug. If you're doing it to sell, you're like a baker. This is even lakula. Usually, low plugs are lachumra. Low plug, I'm still machmir. This is a low plug lakula. If she's doing it to sell, we treat her like a baker, and therefore all she has to take off is 1/48. Wow. Do you say low plug lakula? So that is the discussion of Rabbi Yosef Engel here. And again, if you say, it makes it worse, if you say 1/24th is a daraisa, that's more of a problem. If you say it's a real drasha of titenlo, or nesatemimenu, we said, asei sheyinotnu lekohen, give a significant, give that's daraisa, then it's a problem, because then we're saying, midaraisa, you have to give 1/24th. Midrabanan, we're saying low plug, and therefore you only have to give 1/48th. If a woman is baking for others, so that would be difficult. So pashtus is that the whole thing is a dindarabanan. Just the whole thing is a dindarabanan, that's what we... That's what we assume. Good. One more section. Nit meisi sasa v'chulu. So the Mishnah said if the dough becomes tummy by accident, so it doesn't change the shiurim. But if it was become tummy on purpose, then lo yehi chote niskar, and therefore you still have to give the larger amount. Amar Rebbe Masvisa b'limudas lios mafreshes echan miasrim ba'arba. If a woman always does 1/24th, and then by mistake it became tummy, then she could give 1/48th. Because she always acts properly, and this is one time. But if she always does the wrong thing? She always gives 1/48th. That's what she always gives. And all of a sudden now it became Tamei. Then we add in a few words, Mafreshes Echad Me Esrim V'Arba. Then she doesn't win. If she always does the wrong thing, we're not going to allow her to give less. Right? She always does the wrong thing. So if she always does 1/48th, then here she has to give, if it becomes tummy, she has to give 1/24th, kidei shelo yechote niskar, so that she's not, doesn't gain anything from her becoming, from her acting in an inappropriate way. Oh, it became tummy. No, it's not going to work for you. Interesting. I had the chinuch open, so I saw there's a day here in the chinuch that the Minchas Chinuch wonders that we don't know anyone else who holds like this. He's talking about the shiurim, something that we discussed in the last year about tziruf. He quotes from a Rebbe, Shamati mi pimori, yesh omrim, dafka, when do we say that there's a chiyuv of chala, to dafka bishanas an apas menatan or lekli sheish lo beis kibol dafka? If you put it straight from the oven into a kli with a rim, so then all of that is mitzurif. Aval hiniach oso kishahotzio minatan or agabe luach o al karka, if you just put it down on a board, on the ground, ubechol makom she'ein lo toch, or anything that doesn't have an inside, even if you put it in a basket afterwards with enough of a shear, kfar niftar mechala. You go, what happens straight from the oven? If you didn't put it straight from the oven into the sal, it's putter. V'zeo sha'amr ha-rode v'nosein l'sal. Stafka that. The dafka l'sal b'shas redia minatanor. That's when the chiyav is. V'rabim v'nechbadim cholkim. Shein kpeda l'hotza'aso miatan l'sal. Many argue, like, what's the difference? That's the Minchas Chinuch says. De azulo reisi muveis b'shum makom, lo b'rash, lo b'tur, lo b'shulchan aruch. O b'shulchan aruch, l'chara nireh, d'tamin mitztarif, y'migiyel ekli sheish lo toch, l'chara, it's always mitztarif. Why would it say a difference? Amazing, I think about that lumdus and the svara. Just because you went straight from the oven to the bowl, to the kli with a rim, and if it doesn't, then you lose it. Like, why is that a key moment? Well, we know Shas Gilgul is a key moment, right? The kneading. So and he says Achareiz in the comments of Mincha. Hereini Chacham Echad Nitfa Sefer Or Zarua Hagadol V'Sham Hevi B'Shem Ritzba K'Divrei Amachaber V'Or Zarua Cholik Alav. The Zarua quotes it from the Ritzba V'Kasav De'Ein Davar Zebar Ayn Sham Hilchas Chalos. He quotes it. So there is a Rishon out there. This day is there, but. Very challenging to understand why this would be. You have to come up with some type of svara. Okay, I'll have to stop here. This is in terms of the shiurim of the amounts. And then we're going to get into the machlokas tanoim that we said, can you be mafresh min atar latame? We said before, no, because you want to do min amukaf, but you don't want it to become tame by mistake. And then the second day in the Mishnah said, no, you can. You have to make this bridge. Take a little bit of challah. That's not going to be makabel tumah. That's not going to transfer tumah. And then put it on it. And the Chacham say, no, people are going to get confused and don't do that. So I'll talk more about that machlokas next time.